I have the five major confessions hearts, and they correspond to letters A, B, C, D, E. So letter A, the first confessions, are the three ecumenical creeds. B, the Augsburg Confession, the Apology, that's B. C, the small and large catechism, C. And then D, the small called articles and the treatise on the power and primacy of the Pope. And then E, the formula of concord, of course the epitome and the solid declaration correspond there. So when we mention five brief papers, you have one brief paper for each of those five categories that we just broke down just now.
Right.
Okay? So you have a paper on the creeds. That's the first paper you'll learn. Now I'm going to get back to the paragraph, and it's very descriptive. We try to be descriptive here. These 2 to 4 page double spaced papers should give evidence of thoughtful reflection of each of the confessions. And I know from my experience as 513, the students I had in that class, outstanding students. But there was a tendency sometimes to get a little carried away. Be kind to yourself. Be kind. When I say 2 to 4 double space, I mean 2 to 4 double space. You can give me a 2-page double space paper, and that's fine. Just make it thoughtful, okay? You know, get into the material, that particular confession that you're working on. But be kind to yourself. Don't try to do too much. There's a lot going on in this course. There's a lot of reading. There's other assignments. So pace yourself. And if you want to do more, wait till after the course is over. You can do more. Some possible topics include a theological insight gained from the confession. Okay, so in other words, there's flexibility. There's different ways of approaching these. Some possible topics with theological insight gained from the confession. The relevance of this confession today, challenges in understanding the confession, and application of the confession to a contemporary situation, reflection on the historical context. Talk about flexibility, right? A lot of flexibility, a lot of latitude. Yes, please.
Could you do more than one approach, or use more approaches?
I'm flexible enough to say that I think it's possible that the two approaches would be very much related, where you're talking about the relevance and the contemporary context,
yes,
and now how to kind of speak to it a little bit, kind of side by side. I could see that happening. Otherwise, it might be a little challenging since it's only 2 to 4 pages.
Right.
But if you see that there's really overlap, you could do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. Due dates will be discussed in class. I'm going to do that right now. Okay? This is the way I'm going to approach due dates. So today I start lecturing on the creeds. I'm eager. Don't have a lot of time. Let's get into the creeds. Basically, the clock is ticking for you to get in your first 2 to 4 page paper on the creeds, starting now. Not due until we finish the second creedal part. So you don't have to turn in the first paper on the creeds until I'm finished with the AC and AP. And then you don't have to turn in the AC and AP until I'm finished with a small called articles. And then you don't have to turn in that one until I'm finished. I'm sorry, I just got the order mixed up. Don't want to confuse you. You get the idea? What I should have said, you don't have to turn in the small catechism and large catechism until I'm finished with the small called articles. And then when I'm finished with the small, okay, that's how we're doing it. So I can't give you an exact date right now, but you've got time. I'm going to work with you, you've got time. Which is also to say that we're going to finish the course in terms of our class. I'm going to give you a little extra time after our actually finishing this course to get in that last paper. Okay, so I'm giving you time to work with you here. But try to keep up with it the best you can. Any questions on the 2 to 4, the 5 2 to 4 page papers? Very short. Yes, please.
These are more on our inside of what we learned, especially outside research.
It's great. Great question. I think that your major draws will be your reading and the lecture. Yep. Great question. See, this kind of precision is only going to help, so keep asking the questions. Any other questions? Okay. Two, we're still on assignments. It's important stuff. You need to know what's going on. Each student will prepare a scholarly book review or reviews on a minimum of 250 pages of secondary readings on the Lutheran Confessions. Pause here. Very back of the syllabus, there is a brief bibliography of secondary sources. Okay, so for example, one of them is Historical Introductions to the Book of Concord by Bente. Okay, in this particular case, Bente is 256 pages. You could choose to do this assignment based on Bente. Okay? You read the work, you're going to study this work, and then you can present how it contributes to, in this case, the historical context and historical background to the various controversies that the Confessions address. So when we get to majorism, what about it? You know, what's the historical background of majorism? What's the historical background with the Anabaptists, for example? Okay, Bente will do that. Now, and I list these books in here. Here's another one. This is a more recent historical work, The Lutheran Confessions, History and Theology of the Book of Concord. And you could, let's see, this page, this book has over 270 pages. But another way, another approach would be, you could take 125-page highlights from this book and 125-page highlights from this book. Okay? You can take that approach. You might even decide you want to taste five different sources, do little mini summaries from those sources, as long as you have a total of 250 pages. Do one book, you do five books. I just want to expose you to some of these additional works, secondary works. So here what we're doing, as I have described, each student will prepare a scholarly book review or reviews on a minimum of 250 pages of secondary readings of the Lutheran Confessions. Reviews should include full bibliographic information, including page numbers, and will give evidence of appropriate reflection and evaluation. Book reviews should be 4 to 5 pages, double-spaced. A partial bibliography is attached as potential sources, which I've already mentioned. Other books should be approved by your professor if you're not drawing from that list. Reviews will be due after the class ends. And basically, I just have to be concerned about when I need to get grades in. Yeah. All right, so we have to work together. I don't have that date, by the way. We'll have to get that date as we go. But maybe turned in earlier. In other words, you can choose to do this assignment before the class begins or during the class if you're so inclined. Questions on this second part, this scholarly book review? Fairly clear? Okay. Number three. During class, students will be assigned specific parts of various confessions in which they will take a more deliberate role in shaping the discussion through questions. Focus on specific issues or applications. As this is a seminar class, students will not be teaching these sections, but rather facilitating discussion along with the instructor. This sounds much more difficult and intimidating than it really is. Preparation will be essential, but it's quite manageable. We'll discuss this further during the course. So, I'm going to go ahead and get started, and I'm just going to go to the top of my list here for my pen. So, first one on the list here is Barron. And let's anticipate, remember, we have after the creeds, we go into historical introduction of the Augsburg Confession. So what I'd like you to do is a little bit of research on the history of the Augsburg Confession. Maybe tell us a little bit about Emperor Charles, for example, or any other leaders, or the political, socio-political, religious climate. Do a little historical research. Don't treat this as a major project. Just give us a few golden nuggets to help facilitate discussion. Just a few. And so Baron, I'm going to ask you to do that for the AC/AP intro. And Wesley, I'm going to ask you to compliment that. Do the same thing. And you guys might even offer the same material. That's okay. If you had to, you don't have to, collaborate. But whatever you find to be interesting that you'd like to share, that's fine. So you guys have the first assignment for AC/AP to enhance and facilitate our discussion when we get to it. And that's all I'm going to do for now. Again, I know it sounds more intimidating when you read it that way, but it's really not. It's just contribute. There will be a final examination at the end of this intensive course. You have the evaluation breakdown in the syllabus. Final examination is worth 45%. And the best way to prep for that is to take good notes. And I will be, again, putting all of the PowerPoint slides on Blackboard, so you have access to all of them. But having said that, there's a lot of elaboration on the slides, so take good notes. Response papers are 5% each for a total of 25%. The book review is 15%. Attendance and participation are directly connected to the assignment that I just gave to Darren and Wesley is 15%. And there you have the basis for your grade for this class. I'm going to get to that as we go.
Okay.
Yeah, what I'll do though is I'll keep going down the attendance list. So Katrina and Daniel will be up next. Okay. Yeah. Other questions? Yes,
I was just going to ask about the nature of the final, just mostly short answer, multiple choice, essay, like that.
Yeah, great question. For this level, really appreciate the importance of being able to write and really demonstrate understanding. So at this level, I'm not a big fan of multiple choice. For those of you who had 513 with me, you'll remember they were all half-page answers.
Okay.
I give you a question, half-page. But here's the good news. I will tell you what those questions are going into the test. You'll know what they are. It's just a matter of preparing. How do I answer? And I keep it short at a half-page because that demonstrates, being concise demonstrates your true understanding without going on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be, I guess you'd call it short essay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay. Very good. Any other questions at all about the syllabus, class management, anything?
I guess I was a little bit confused with the note parts, and I should have contacted you earlier on this. Now, I did some of the reading before this class.
Yeah.
But are these things that we're going to be covering, some of these things that we're covering today, or the, like for instance, when it says June 6th, part one and part two, are those things to be focused on before we get to class or after we get to
class? Great question. Those things are what you should read coming into the class. So hopefully, I try to get the word out on the reading list. Hopefully, all of you have had the opportunity to read up on the creeds, the history, preface. And I understand that given the fact that we only have the one textbook, there's a limited amount of information being offered, for example, little introductions. That's fine. At least you have that much. And then read the articles. Read Article 1, read Article 2, all of those articles coming into today's class. Now, I've already announced to you at the beginning that I'm already behind. I'm going to be very happy if I can get through the creeds today. So be comforted if you didn't read all of the stuff coming into today. You can have time now. But try to read ahead for the June 7th material as much as possible. Yeah. Great question. Very important question. Other questions? Okay. Let's jump in. Let's jump in Jesus' name.